What was the name of the train again?
Oh, I believe you were travelling in a Mark III first open carriage, which would originally have been built in the mid-1970s, or possibly the mid-80s if it was a Mark IIIB. Did you note whether it was a Mark IIIA or a Mark IIIB?
No.
There are only minor differences between them. It is very difficult for the uninitiated to tell them apart. But I would have been able to tell the Mark IIIB had a different seat design based on the advanced passenger train. But since they've been refurbished, it's hard to tell them apart from the Mark IIIA, as they now both have the same seat design, with the first Great Western dynamic lines on the seat covers.
It's all true as well.
Yes, I believe that if you want to check the factual... If you want to check the factual accuracy of what I'm saying, I think you'll find I am right on all counts.
So where can we find this out?
Wikipedia, although Wikipedia is, of course, very inaccurate if you're interested in technical details. Because it's been edited by people other than myself with a less than encyclopedic knowledge of such matters. Of course, the Mark III sleeper carriage, which you weren't fortunate enough to travel in due to your misunderstanding with the ticket, features a number of technical innovations following the Taunton sleeping car fire of 1978. In which, unfortunately, 11 people died, so it's very disrespectful of you to laugh. But the Mark I design, which was in use at the time, did not have any satisfactory fire alarm system, and there was a very poor practice of stacking up dirty bed linen in the vestibules next to the heaters, where they caught fire and caused a major disaster. But the Mark III sleeper has a number of fireproofing systems built into it.
None of this is made up.
But you would not have been fortunate enough to be able to see this due to not having a berth. I'm sure I can think of something else.
Is there anything else you'd like to know? Did the train have subdued lighting or not?
Because the Mark II BUO vehicles used on the seating portion of the ScotRail sleeper trains has a very attractive design of reclining seat, but it also has lower lighting levels to aid sleep. And they also give out those masks that you find on the type that you, I believe you get on aircraft. But I don't travel anywhere by aircraft, of course, because I prefer to go by a train.
Oh, that's first class.
Oh, well, actually, I think you'll find that the seat you were travelling in formerly would have been marketed as first class when it operated with Virgin, but I believe that First Great Western now market it as standard, but they prefer the additional comfort for their nighttime passengers to aid them in sleeping.